Leaving St. Louis, DGS on KMOX. We're supposed to have a day off today, and 2-hour game. That's how it goes. But I was at home in my pajamas eating Pringles, and I noticed the game's going pretty quickly, and so I texted Andrew in one of my attempts to be a fake hero, and I'm like, hey, just tell Steve Moore, our boss, that I'm ready to come in if he needs me. And Andrew's like, yeah, you need to get your ass in here right now, because we're going on at 4.
Well, because... So at like the game started at 1:15, and I looked at my phone at like 1:35.
Yeah, there's no way we're going on.
And we were in the fourth inning.
it was like a kid's t-ball game.
It was like, oh, uh-oh.
Well, Dave, thanks for joining us out of time. We appreciate
sure.
it.
Sure. Andrew did the same thing to me. Hey, 2:00, be there.
Yeah. I was like, hey, remember how we said there was no way we were doing a hit today?
Well,
that was fast game.
It's so weird what becomes a part of your life. Before being on KMOX, I never thought about how long a game was or anything like that. And now for these, typically they start at noon, and we know that it'll go till 3, and the post game will go till 4. We'll go into 4, and we're sitting here all day, like cooling our heels, living and dying with every ball and strike, like we can control it. But once it starts at 1:15, we just know that's a day off. Like, okay, let's go to the park or go to the zoo or something.
Yeah.
Not so much today. Wish I hadn't drank so much at home.
Yeah.
That's going to hurt my performance.
That was my problem, too.
We're all drunk. Damn it.
Had to give myself an adrenaline shot. I'm ready to go.
Anyone got an EpiPen? beautiful out there. So we're going to have this for a few days?
Yes. The overall pattern, this unsettled pattern we've been in really all of April, all of May into early June, it's broken down with this front that's come through. And it's just not for us, but it's for the entire country. You're not going to hear much about severe weather for the next several days anywhere in the nation. So that's good. We've just got delightful weather, a little bit below average temperatures, though not by much, lower humidity. Thursday's gorgeous. Thursday night's gorgeous. Friday's gorgeous. Saturday, there's another weak little front coming down in the northwest flow. I'm going to keep a chance of a spot thundershower on Saturday just because of the front. But overall, it's partly sunny and 79. Sunday, partly sunny, 81. Great.
Beautiful.
Excellent weather.
Weather question for you. So
sure.
I know in general what humidity...
Yeah, make me work, right?
That's right. Just keep feeding Dave questions. Come on, call 314. No, I know what humidity is, but what causes, when it goes up and it goes down, what's causing that to do that?
It's airflow. Remember, everything ties together. Barometric pressure, wind, temperature, all the weather elements all tie together. So when we get a flow from the south, typically the humidity goes up. When we get a flow from the northwest, or north, typically, it goes down.
Okay.
It's just the source of where the air mass is coming from.
Makes sense. Makes sense. Headlines, Rach?
Yes, brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. All right, an FDA panel has rejected MDMA for treatment of PTSD. The panel questioned whether the current data reliably showed that the MDMA treatments were effective and whether the benefits outweighed any risks.
That's too bad. There have been a lot of really great progress being done. And it's not like they're wanting to make it legal so
right.
that anyone can go out there and get MDMA. They're just saying for doctors to treat their patients with PTSD.
Now, fortunately, the panel's recommendation is not binding. The FDA will make its official decision in August, but the fact that they got this like poor report is probably not a good sign.
Yeah.
Moving on here.
That's one of those things in life I would like to do. I've never done any sort of hallucinogenic, and I really, honestly, you guys know me pretty well, I wouldn't do it just for the fun of it.
Right.
But for the healing of it that they talk about and for the reset in your brain, I would be willing to take a chance. I fear the quote-unquote bad trip because I've never done anything like that, and I've read about it. But if it would heal my brain a bit, I'd try it.
Well, I was just passively watching the other day. I think it was an MDMA trial. And it was like a husband and wife team of doctors who would surveil people. Mm-hmm. And it seemed like a very good situation because they're obviously not like, you want to get high, bro?
Right.
Like they're
put on rave
really
music.
Trying to help people deal with their PTSD. And I would think that they probably train you in like, okay, if you do start to go south, here are the things we're going to put in place to kind of get you back on the right track.
I have a friend who is almost debilitated with anxiety and depression. And the only thing that really works for him is twice a year he does something like that. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure which exactly drug it is, but he does it and it kind of resets him and he does well. Then it starts to wear off and he does it again. So yeah, I'm open.
Yeah, especially under the care of a doctor. Moving on.
Or Andrew.
Or Andrew. I mean, I trust Andrew.
You know. I think I could do it. I think I could master it.
You think you could do anything.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
That's the power of the MDMA.
If every now and then you or Wheeler said, I don't think I could do that, I would trust when you guys said you could do something. But
hey, but he got you in here by 4 o'clock.
Yes, he did.
That's true.
Yes, he did. It's one thing he can do.
Sweating and panicked. And
do me a favor. Tell my boss I'm available if he needs me.
Oh, Dave, I did the same thing. I was like a total hero today. I showed up at like 12:30 and I'm just like, I ended up at work. Probably going to go home around 3 o'clock, but I have some things I could work on. And then it's like, oh no, you have to do your job now.
And I'm like, it's 3 o'clock. We've already been on the air for an hour somehow.
All right. A deceased New Jersey congressman has won the primary election. Voters in New Jersey's 10th congressional district have chosen Representative Donald Payne Jr. in the state primary. There's just one problem. He is deceased. He suffered a fatal heart attack in April, but because he was running unopposed in the Democratic primary, Payne Jr. still won the election. They will have a special election on July 16th to choose a new candidate.
Couldn't they see that coming?
Yeah.
did they forget to notify?
I've never ran an election in my life, and I could see that coming.
All right. A woman who was left in a police car that was then hit by a train will receive $8.5 million in a settlement. This happened in September of 2022. A woman was placed in a police cruiser that was parked on a railway crossing after she was arrested in a road rage incident. Dash cam video shows her screaming for help as a train approaches. She suffered 9 broken ribs and a broken arm in the collision.
Do we have any idea why they parked the cruiser on the tracks?
No, but the officer was found guilty of reckless endangerment and third-degree assault last year.
Where was he? Peeing or something? I mean,
great question. Maybe off talking to the other road rage people, but yeah, why would it be parked there in the first place?
I did a case where someone was hit by a train once, and so one of the fun things about being an attorney was actually when you would learn, like any case that you got, I can tell you about diverticulosis, I can tell you about diverticulitis, I can tell you how long it takes a train to stop, I can tell you how fast tracks has to be going to turn over. Like it was pretty fun, but the train thing, that's shocking. That's all that happened to her. Mm-hmm. I mean, those things.
Yeah, I mean, thank God she's still with us and just suffered the 9 broken ribs. It could have been way worse. All right, President Biden claims he is more physically able to do the job of president than anyone. In a new interview with Time Magazine, he was asked if he could still do the job as an 85-year-old man who will be considered too old to lead by many Americans if he wins a second term. The president joked, "I can do it better than anybody you know. You're looking at me. I can take you, too."
God.
Don't challenge him to a fight.
Did you guys see... This is not going to translate well to radio because it's visual, but did you see the last press? It was just yesterday when he did the thing about the border. And then he goes walking off and he does that classic Biden thing where they're yelling questions and you're like, just go, just keep walking. And he stopped, but he didn't talk. He turned to the camera and gave the, you have to look it up.
The smile.
Gave the creepiest look ever.
The stink eye. We call that stink eye.
Oh my gosh. That was nuts.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
It was like, if you're not going to answer, you have to know that this doesn't look good for you to be like, just keep going. Like, just either say something or keep walking.
Answer, I will.
All right, McDonald's.
Did you see the Wall Street Journal article? They said that he was literally losing his mind.
I didn't see it. I was watching cable news this morning and people were talking about it. And they apparently talked to like 40 lawmakers on Capitol Hill.
45 lawmakers, including the current Speaker of the House and Kevin McCarthy. And it took about 8 months to do the research and the article. And both Republicans and Democrats told these stories that are just terrible, you know, of like behind closed doors, it's so much worse than when he's out in public. Mm. Because, you know, someone made a joke yesterday or during the think tank or something about that when Joe Biden did the State of the Union, he was jacked up on Adderall. I don't think that's a joke. I don't know that it was Adderall or Russian Sudafed or something, but they definitely gave him a shot like he was going to play in the NFL.
Well, I was watching something yesterday and they showed a clip from the 2020 debates, and it's like seeing a totally different person. Yeah. I mean, the job has taken its toll on him. I question what it's going to look like at the end of another 4 years.
And, you know, I get it that 81 is a ripe old age, according to anyone's measure. But we should stop talking about age, because age is so different. Dave, you know this. I know this, that I know 80-year-olds who can whip me in a fair fight and who can beat me in Trivial Pursuit. And then I know some 65-year-olds who seem like they're 90.
Mm-hmm. That's a great point.
Yeah,
great point.
It's not about age. It's about ability and his ability. And here's the thing. We can guess about Donald Trump. We can have opinions about Donald Trump, whether he's crazy or whether he's mean or whether he's this or that. You just watch Joe Biden. We all know what too old looks like, you know. And I like him. I'm not a Biden crime family guy. I think he's probably a pathological, charming Irish fibber slash liar. You know, I think that he's never met a whopper of a tale that he won't tell. I think he starts to believe his own stories over time. But I think he's probably at the core an honorable person. But just because you're an honorable person doesn't mean that you can do the most important job in the world.
Mm. All right, moving on here. McDonald's has lost a legal battle over the Big Mac trademark. This happened in Europe. The battle centers around the Irish fast food chain Supermax, with McDonald's claiming that their name is too similar to the Big Mac and would confuse customers. But the EU court ruled that the Big Mac trademark does not apply to any other food categories other than burgers.
Yeah.
Supermax managing director accused McDonald's of employing bullying tactics to stifle competition.
Yeah, you think?
A little bit.
Go up against the clown?
McDonald's will still be able to sell the Big Mac under the Big Mac name, but Supermax offers an identical burger under the name Mighty Mac. The thing is, it's saying that people are going to be confused. I don't think anyone's going to be confused. They're going to know they're getting a McDonald's knockoff.
Yeah.
Even if you were to call it the Big Mac.
You know how much I love McDonald's. Last night, I decided to treat myself and get McDonald's delivered. And I got my favorite, the filet of fish.
Mm.
I'm not lying when I tell you this was the size of a big slider. Like it was like if you get an especially large White Castle, it was that small.
How much did it cost? Do you remember?
I don't remember. It was embarrassingly much.
Probably like three something.
Oh, I think closer to five.
Yeah, I think more than that.
Oh, my goodness.
Maybe even six.
Yeah. Isn't that nuts? A sandwich. And I know it's not 1982 anymore and a hamburger's not 39 cents, but for the love of God.
I know.
$6.
Well, the other day I was watching don't make fun of me, but I was watching a compilation of 90s commercials on YouTube.
Your life is right where you want it.
Get her. Make fun of her.
But they were showing it was the quarter pounder with cheese, $1. I'm like, what are we talking about? I mean,
Rachel, time's a wasting. Time's a wasting.
Oh, boy.
Look, I know how to have fun, okay?
Yeah, you are.
I know where to get the good content.
You are living your life.
A Brazilian super cow has sold for $4 million and just set a Guinness World Record for the most expensive cow ever sold at auction.
What's so special?
She weighs more than 2,400 pounds. That's twice as heavy as a typical adult cow. More weight means more meat, and beef producers are hoping that she can breed a new generation of meteor cattle. I don't even like saying this.
Isn't that what a car weighs?
About a little over two, I think.
Man.
She's a big girl. I saw her picture. All right. Dollar Tree could sell off Family Dollar, its sister chain. It acquired the discount chain for $8 billion in 2015, but they've struggled to turn a profit. So this week, the company said it might sell off Family Dollar to concentrate on its core operation.
Is that like a poor person's Target?
I wouldn't put it that way. It's very similar to a Dollar General, if you've ever been to a Dollar General.
I have. The one in South Roxana.
But nice.
That's the crown jewel.
The Dollar Trees and stuff, it is. The Dollar Trees and stuff, though, that's like Dollar General has more like groceries and things. I thought Dollar Tree was where
Kachkis. Everything is supposedly a dollar.
Okay.
This is Family Dollar.
Okay.
Family Dollar is more like a Dollar General.
Back when
buy,
mom
like,
was
toilet paper and stuff.
Living at home, I was going to take her over to my dad and brother's grave, and she said, stop by Dollar General and get some fake flowers. And I'm like, oh, mom's starting to slip. I'm like, grocery stores don't have funeral flowers. And she insisted they did. And I got there, and I'm like, look, I know you're going to think this is stupid, but do you have funeral flowers? And they have like two aisles of them.
Well, there you go.
I mean, she knows what she's talking about. I'm not exaggerating. And it's rare that you see a Dollar General right across the street from Casey's.
Mm-hmm.
What more would you need?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
It's perfect.
The Stanley Cup Finals are going to be broadcast in sign language. They'll have an alternate ASL broadcast
only
streaming on ESPN Plus and Canada's Sportsnet Plus throughout the finals. No, 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 no. We can still get the normal experience, but they're going to have an alternate thing for people who are deaf.
You know what Phoebe's going to do? Part of it is altruistic and part of it is quintessential Glover survival skills. So they have to become fluent in a foreign language at KU. And she took Spanish like everyone does in high school and learned nothing. And so she barely scraped by the skin of her teeth in her first year of Spanish. So she's switching to sign language.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's
that
a really valuable skill to have.
I completely agree.
That would be really, really
cool. Yeah. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it.
Okay.
How the hell did it take to 2024 to get this? Pancaked French toast. You take French toast and you cook it, then you dip it in pancake batter, and then you cook it. Like
okay.
a twice baked tater.
All right.
Oh, I don't know about that. I'm not a big twice baked.
You know?
I don't like twice baked potatoes. There's something about them that just doesn't sit right with me. And that
one too many cooking?
A little bit. And this just feels like too much batter. That's just me.
Yeah, it is just you.
I guess yeah. I'm on an island.
I was going to say, I wish I could agree with you. Can't do it. I think too much batter is, there is no such thing as too much of a good thing.
You know how every now and then I want them to let a criminal go?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
My latest is this guy. He was spray painting, you know, doing some art. Mm-hmm. And they chased him down. He ran from the cops. And when they caught him, they asked for his name and date of birth. And he said, I'm Mr. Monopoly, and I was born 4/20/69.
Nice.
And the cops are like, okay, all right, we can let get out of here, you.
Yeah. Just hand over the spray paint and you can go home.
Yeah.
I'm the Monopoly man. That's great. Do you see we have a new number two soda?
Yeah.
No, I just read that Pepsi, which I love, and
which
I love
you're
Coke
holding
as well,
right now.
It's not it got knocked off?
By Dr. Pepper.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dr. Pepper's on the upswing. I
it
like
is.
Dr. Pepper.
It's not number two.
It's not number two, but it's good.
DGS on KMOX. So, Andrew, you went through a car wash for the first time in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Before we move on,
let's unpack that.
Let's unpack that.
Well, you guys know from everything about the way I live my life that I don't really care about my car that much. My car's always been like maybe one day if I had like a really nice one, I would. You know, it would become important to me to keep it looking nice. But as it is, I've always just had, you know, this is a clunky thing with four wheels that gets me from point A to point B.
With that attitude.
Yeah.
Your car's never going to have a glow up.
Nothing can stop you.
And it actually didn't look that. It turns out like 10 years of grime cannot be easily washed away by a single car wash.
Now, did you go through like the drive through one?
Yes.
Okay.
So we left the car under a tree for like the first time ever because we don't have trees in our yard. And
even though I live in
a heavily wooded area.
Yeah.
And a bird pooped on the car, and in a way you've never seen anything like this. It should have been illegal. Like it was horrific. I should have been pulled over for driving around with that thing on the car. So I was like, we have to get this washed tonight. This is like too much. So we went
through.
It's
starting to look like Rachel's car over here.
It was worse than anything you've ever had.
I don't know.
It was so bad I didn't show it to you guys because I thought you'd be upset by it.
Okay.
Like that's how bad it was. So we Megan knew a spot. She knew of one car wash in the whole world, and I was like, okay, that's the one we have to go to. So we go through it, and I don't know what to expect at all. Already, there's a person standing outside who's like, turn your wheel, turn your wheel. And I'm like, why do you care where my wheel is? And so I'm like, this person's like frantically, and I don't know why. And Megan's like, you're not on the track. And I go, there's a track? Says, apparently there's a track.
This is making me so nervous.
It made me nervous. I was super anxious the whole time. And my car doesn't have very good alignment.
Sure.
So the whole time that once I get on the track and it starts taking me, I'm like, well, and I keep grabbing the wheel and Megan's like, do not touch that wheel. I'm like, we're going to run off the thing. We didn't, but.
Because it's automatic.
Because I guess it's automatic.
Yeah.
But a person came around and started spraying the car, which I felt bad about because I was like, oh, you don't have to do all that. I just really want this one nasty part taken off here. And I accidentally rolled down the window at one point. And
oh, my gosh.
I got blasted in the face with water. So I put my elbow down on the...
What is wrong with you?
I know. I didn't want to be the one to say it, but this is a particularly bad one.
I didn't know what was... I've never been through a car wash. I didn't know that it was like an automatic process. I thought you got out and washed the car yourself. I thought you got
in
like a
tunnel.
Hose. In the tunnel, yeah. I thought the tunnel
nothing
was
nothing about
keep...
all that heavy machinery... said, I probably don't get out and do this myself.
It never occurred to me. I was like, all right, so one of these things is a hose that I'm going to grab and I'm going to wash the car down. I thought it was in the tunnel.
I also blame Megan. She should have seen this coming and yeah. She should have driven.
She's only been through like two or three times.
Boy, you guys found each other.
But she...
You
she,
really need a third. You she, need a third person.
She coached me through. That's what the cat's for.
You need to have the world's strangest baby.
Well, the cat has been in exactly as many car washes as you, so...
So Megan coached me through it. She was like, all right, this is going to be soap. And then I got blasted by soap, and I was like, I can't see anything out of the windshield. I'm freaking out. And she's like, you don't need to. It's automatic.
It's a car wash.
And I'm like, and she's like, you don't need to see. It's automatic. And I'm like, how do I know it's automatic? And she's like, just trust it. You're not the first person to go through this car wash. You're not the beta tester here. So then so we're going through. And when the little things, yeah. The little cloth thing started yeah. whacking the car.
Yeah.
That freaked me out. I didn't care for that one bit.
Jeez.
I didn't, again,
You're
I
like
didn't
an overly
expect
sensitive
it.
Child.
I know, I was going to say, it's like we taught a dog how to talk, and it's telling us about his experience in the car wash. Like, I was scared. I didn't understand.
Now, don't be offended by that.
Yeah. No,
we've taught a dumb animal to talk.
No.
I'll surely
that's
take
not what
that.
I said.
I'll surely take that in the kindest. Yeah, it was a particularly smart dog. That's what she's describing, Dave. But no, I did. Like, it started whacking the car. It was super loud.
It's
I wasn't
like we
expecting
found a
it.
Garden variety monkey. Shaved it.
And then Megan's
and
like...
He was real scared.
And then Megan's like, okay, now it's going to dry the car. And it starts like... And the car is like
yes,
shaking drive, from the
yes,
air.
Yes.
That's it was how washing works.
A much more violent experience than I was expecting at the car
wash.
Will
you do it again?
Yeah, it was pretty great.
It's 4:45 brought to you by FIRA Capital Management.